Today's daf in Masechet Gittin is daf Mem Beit, and we're holding on the very top line, Omar Rabba. So remember that yesterday we had the machlokas of Rebbe and the Chachamim, and a machlokas between Rebbe Yosef and Rabba about what the machlokas of Rebbe and the Chachamim exactly is. So Rebbe said it's possible to be Meshachar Chatzi Eved. The Chachamim said, no, you can't. And we had a machlokas Rabba, who says that the only machlokas between Rebbe and Chachamim is b'shtar, but b'kesef there's no question that you certainly can be meshachar chatzi eved. And according to Rabbi Yosef, the machlokas was across the board, whether it was b'shtar or b'kesef. And the only time you would have, according to Rabbi Yosef, a chatzi eved and a chatzi ben chorin in the sheet of the Chachamim was if you had an Eved that belonged to Shnei Shutafim, and one of the Shutafim was Mishachrer, and the other one was not. Well, my Rabba today, Rabba explains furthermore, you should know that the Machlokas of Revi and the Rabbanim about whether you could be Mishachrer Chatzi Eved, whether according to Rabba it would be Bishtar only, that would only be where he was Mishachrer half of the Eved and left half of the Eved in his own Rishus. But if at the same time that he was Meshachar the Chatzi Eved, he got rid of the other half, then he was basically doing the equivalent of giving a get to the entire kingdom that he had. And that nobody would say is a problem. For sure you can do that. So if at the same moment that you were Meshachar Chatzi Eved, you sold the other Chatzi, or you gave it as B'matana, the other Chatzi, the bottom line is, the same way that if I own a half an Eved. So if I can be, obviously you just said, if two people own each one half an Eved, one of them can give a get shechor to his half, because that's a complete get. This is all that I have. I'm getting rid of everything that I have. So over here as well, if at the same time that I'm giving the get shechor, I'm getting rid of the other half, what's the difference if I get rid of the other half through kesef, through matana, whatever it is? But I've gotten rid of the other half from the mela. The get shechor is a total get shechor.
Is that only because of the second person agrees to has also sold?
No, the second person is irrelevant. I've gotten rid of the eved completely from my rishus. I have no limitations that I'm not allowed to give a chatzi get. It's that I'm not allowed to give a get to only part of what I have. If Lamaisa, I'm getting rid of the whole Gevet, what's the difference? Nothing wrong with the shtar per se. That is obvious from the fact that the Shnei Shutafim can still give each one of them a Chatzi Get, so to speak. But is that a Chatzi Get? Because everything that I have, I'm getting rid of. Amalei Abaye. Are you telling me that they are not Chaylik, Rebbe and Chachomim in a case where Bekulo, that the same time that you're getting rid of this half with the get shechor, you're getting rid of the rest of the Yevet, and you're telling me that in that case the Chachomim would be made? I'm going to show you that that's not the case. Well, Tani Chodem, because we've got a problem in two brightot. Okay, one brightot says like this: Hakotev nechasav l'shnei avadav. Somebody gives two avadim his entire estate, which includes them, okay? And he gives it to two avadim at the same time. And he says, kol nechasai. So this guy basically is kotev all of his nechasim, shnei avadim. They are kena all of the nechasim. And since each one of them owns half of the other one, each one of them is meshacharim zeh et zeh. So they each owned half of the other. Whereas the other brayta says, if somebody says, all of my property is given to my two avadim, ploni uploni avadai, they weren't going to anything. Even themselves they weren't going to. Kol shekein, the property they weren't going to. Now how do you explain that? I explain it very simply. One is going, I'm going to Rebbe. And Rebbe says, what's the problem? Even though Lamaisa, when he wrote the shtar for two separate people, so that means that he was only giving a half to one and a half to the other, so that's fine. That's going according to Rebbe. Rebbe says you can be Meshachrer half an Evan, and that's not a problem. But the other Braita that says, no, you can't give a half, there the halacha is, they're going on Liban Rabbanan. So you see that the Rabbanan are arguing, even though Lemaisa, at the moment that he's giving away that half to this one, his entire kinyan is going away to somebody else at the same time, because he's giving it to two people. So you see that the Rabbanan argue, not like you said, that they wouldn't argue in a case where you're losing all of your kinyanim at the same moment. Here you'd be losing all your kinyanim, and nonetheless, it says neither of them are kaina, because you're only being mishakar chetzi to each one, despite the fact that bottom line is you're giving away the whole thing. Does that explain that? So you see, the Rabbanan argue even in a case where you are giving away the entire Evet. And it says, Matzmam lo kana. How would you explain it? Says Rabbi, I'll tell you how I would explain it. I would say both cases are going on leave it to Rabbanan, and I don't have a problem. In the case where it says that he's kana, over there it's talking about Hadi Amar Kulo. So the first case is he wrote two separate shtorot. In each one of these shtorot, he wrote the same lashon. Kol nichasai arknuyim leploni avdi. Except that he wrote a different name in each one, right? So two separate shtarot. In each one of these shtarot, he wrote that he's giving away the whole thing. And the second case of there, that's exactly like I said. That would be going on libe rabbanan. And since the entire evet is being sent away, what's the difference if he wrote it in this fashion, that each one is only getting a chetzi? Makes no difference. Masha Ein Kein, in the second braita, we were talking about where he said chetzi. So in other words, he gave each one a chetzi, and he wrote chetzi nechasai to A, and then he wrote a shtar that said chetzi nechasai to B. And in that case, you're not kena, because how do you know that he was kind of the other half? He's just right. Maybe it's the same half, you know. Maybe he wrote the same half to both. And in which case, according to Rabbanan, if you weren't Meshachrer the entire Eved, you weren't Meshachrer the Eved at all. Because Rabbanan holds you cannot give a Ketchikra to half an Eved. And Mimela works out perfectly fine according to me. Oh, no, says Abaye. That can't be the case. Because if you read on, the second braita continues to say like this. Well, Miriktoni Seifa, the Imam Ar Chetzi Chetzi Lo Kana. So it says beferish that if you would have said to each one a half, so then you wouldn't be Kaina. No, so obviously the Rasha was not talking about that, right? In other words, the braita is saying if you only said Chetzi, you're not Kaina. And the Rasha is talking about, therefore, kulay. So if you said kulay or if you said chetzi, doesn't matter. How could you think that's what it means? Obviously, the second part that says chetzi is coming to be mafarish, the first part, where he didn't say exactly what the language went. Pirushi ka mafarish. Let's say, here's how Rabbi understands it. If you wrote the whole thing to each one, then obviously it's not a problem. Okay. If you wrote chetzi to each one, then it is a problem. And since I didn't explain it properly, I want to explain it, because the second just said, "Akosiv nechasav to ploni v'ploni avdi." Right? Okay. So then you want to understand what do I mean? Perushika mefarish afatz mamokonu chetzad. Only if you said chetzi chetzi, but if you said kulay, then it would have been the same as the first braita. And hokinami mistavra, that's got to mean that. Because if the first part was talking about that he said kulay, and even so you're not kaina, does it make sense that the braita would say, oh, and also if he said chetzi, you're not kaina? Well, obviously you're not kaina if you said chetzi. You're telling me you're not even kaina be kulay. So it's a chiddush to tell me you're not kaina if you just said chetzi. Obviously that's Rabbanan sheet all over the place. So therefore, it can't be that it's two separate things. It's got to be one braita with the explanation of the first part that says, Afatz Bam Mokona. He's talking about that he didn't give them the whole thing. He gave them chetzi.
Two chetzis can't come at the same time. And
well, that's the question. Are they two chetzis? Or is it the same chetzi? I don't know. So So chetzi chetzi biboy. Says Rava, well, that doesn't necessarily prove it. I mean, I can't disprove what you're saying. The last piece doesn't. I mean, by the last piece doesn't prove this, that it's got to be a pirish, because ibishum alohire. Sometimes we find an unnecessary case mentioned in order to clarify what the previous case is. In other words, I'm telling you, tana sefer legaluyei hareisha. Don't think that the reisha, this is what Abaye was saying, don't think that the reisha is talking about chetzi chetzi, like you are trying to get away with, but that ein arkinami, if you would have said kulei, that you would have been kaina, and that's how you're trying to fool me. And I'm telling you, no. The point in the reisha, you're trying to get away by saying it's chetzi chetzi. I'm telling you it's safe, another case now. If you say chetzi chetzi, okay, so what does that mean? That the Reisha was talking about Kulei. And Afal Pi Kein, the Reisha is saying, despite the fact that he said Kulei, the Rabbanan argue even in a case where you say Kulei. Not like you're saying. So don't try to get out of it by proving it to me. You could suggest that that's a possibility, but you certainly can't prove it to me. Vibaitema, well, you know what? He says, Rabbi, I'll give you another explanation. Give me another explanation. I still maintain that definitely you can, according to the Chachomim, be Meshachra a Chatzi Eved, as long as at the time that you're being Meshachra that Chatzi Eved, as long as at that time you are also getting rid of the other Chatzi Eved. Right? That's not a problem. But the other case is talking about not a difference in how much you were Meshachra, Chatzi, or Kulay. That's not the point. The point is like this. That we're talking about two different cases. And the cases are different in this way. Lokash, kan b'shtar echad, kan b'shnei shtarot.
So,
I think you say it now. I missed it. We all say it together. The count of three. Good morning, Vietnam.
Maybe
one
of
these.
What happened was that
the
holy turtle.
The what?
The holy turtle. On which the elephant stands.
The holy turtle of Vietnam died while the foxes were there. And it brings terrible mazel to the entire country. So therefore, everybody in the country has to do a maisa chesed and give a matana of worth to somebody else as a tikkun. This is his big chance.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wonderful. Yeah. Well, what happened to his iPad?
It's a tikkun.
Must have been a present to the.
Is that funny? That's not funny. I know funny.
All right.
Right. Easy come, easy go.
Moshe, when you were in the other room, did you notice if anything happened?
Richie, a guy in black pajamas just ran in.
It's a weird iPad thing.
Was just flying, floating through the air?
Yeah, I grabbed it.
Maybe it could be Richie's?
Yeah, probably.
Richie.
It looks like it had an on-scroll application. It was going
take a look. If you found one, see if it's his. Is he doing a show of
something? Thank you, Moshe. Now that's fun. I'm sure there's a
problem. See that.
All right. So what is the difference? The difference in the two cases, says Rav, is that if you wrote it in one shtar, if you wrote it in two shtarot. So kan b'shtar echad, and kan b'shtei shtarot. So if you wrote everything in one shtar, and you said, kol nechasai, leploni v'leploni, my two avadim. You cannot do that. Why? Because in the same way you cannot write a get to two women in one shtar. Remember, we learned that out from the Katav la velo lechavrta, velo la lechavrta. So then that means that the same thing would be true over here by a get shichru. So if you wrote it in a shtar echa, there you get another problem. So if it's b'shtar echad, you're not kona. But if you wrote it b'shnei shtarot, then it would be okay. Each one gets his own get shichrur in that way. And therefore there would be no problem. No, that doesn't make sense either, because then Bishtar Shir, if you're talking about a Shtar Echad, so then what would be the problem because of the Shtar Echad? Why would we then need to say Chetzi Chetzi at all? Well, the whole idea over here is if it was Bishtar Echad and you wrote Kulay Bishtar Echad, wouldn't it be exactly that same thing? Why would you need the last piece of the brayta at all to say chetzi chetzi? Afilo amar kulay nami lo kono. If the idea is that you're giving over the entire eved in one shtar, the bottom line is that this thing only works because of the fact that the two of them are getting whatever they can get in a single shtar. Right? The other half isn't shikur. The other half is money. The other half, it's true, but that doesn't matter. But whatever shichur I'm giving him, I'm giving to two people at one shtar.
Right.
That's the problem.
Okay.
The fact that the other person has to be meshachar, that's because I gave him money to be meshachar. That's something else. The shtar is acts. It's a single shtar that is giving all my nechassim, correct? So that shtar in giving the nechassim acts as a shtar shichur and as a shtar matana.
Yeah.
But the part of it, that shichur, is working for two people simultaneously. So if that's the case, it will be possible even if I wrote the entire thing to both of them. So what are you adding chetzi chetzi for at the end? The chetzi is irrelevant.
Each other has to have his own get shichur.
Same way every woman needs a get shichur. So he needs his own. Exactly, you can't do that. Well, if the South had known this, they wouldn't have had to go into war.
Yeah.
I mean, one emancipation proclamation on doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
They wouldn't have needed no civil war. They should have had a local rabbi to take it to school. Fine.
He was probably a slave.
So he would have been on the right side. So isn't that the case of Philip Kulay? He says, well, yes, that's exactly what it's saying. Achinami ka'omar. Afatzmam lo konu. Now, insert these words, because this is what it's trying to get you to understand. B'med v'rmamun bishtar echad. Avo b'shnei shtarot, they would be konu. However, we have this other problem, which is, if you said chetzi chetzi, that even b'shnei shtarot, they wouldn't be konu, as we said before. Or you know what? I have a different approach to the whole thing. It's simply talking about how you transferred this. So one is talking about bevat achat, one brayta, and one brayta is talking about bezeh achar zeh. You don't have to make any differences. I wrote a shtar, and I wrote kulo, and there's two shtarot. The one case is where it says they are, and it's talking about where both of these shtarot were handed to a third party who was told, be zoche for these two people, be zoche these two shtarot. He was zoche these two shtarot simultaneously for these two avodah. There's no problem, because at the moment that I gave it away, I basically had already given away the other one. Masha ein kein, if it's bezeh achar zeh, then you're not kona. Why are you not kona? I understand why the second guy isn't kona. It's bizarre, huh? Because the moment he gives the first star, the other person was kona him completely, because he gave all of his property to that guy with one star. Now it's too late for him to give it to somebody else if it's given simultaneously to two people, so both of them are the same owner. Fine. So Mr. Number 2 Eved obviously cannot be kona himself. The reason he can't be kona himself is because the first one was already kona him. But why in the world wouldn't the first one be kona to himself? I don't understand what you're saying. It's even better. He gave him everything and that's it. It's all over. So kama liknei nafshe v'liknei lechavre. The first guy should own himself and the other guy. This doesn't make any sense. But what was even the havamina? Very strange. Right? So, shouldn't have said the havamina was that maybe it was interdependent. He meant the other one shouldn't be kaina unless this one is kaina. But that's far-fetched. So, l'maisa machvarta kiddushanin amiko. The other two ritzim that we said, whatever, we had all those other rishon, the other two ritzim that Rabbi gave, okay, he can explain it away. Ravashi says, look, I have a very simple explanation that nobody seems to have noticed. In the second brayta, he said, kol nechasai netunim Leploni uploni avadai. Why is he calling them avadai? In other words, he's saying he thinks that he can actually give his avodim, kinyanim, with the understanding that they remain avodim, and he's giving them things that he doesn't want to have a kinyan in. So it would be as if a third party gave an evet something almanat she'in l'rabo reshut alav. So he thinks that's possible, but he thinks he can do that, which is not possible, because there was no way to make that kinyan. And so memela, he probably meant exactly what he said. I want them to retain their state of avdut. But if they retain their state of avdut, then they weren't going to anything. That's the pshat, the lo kana. Very simple. Whereas in the other case, he didn't use the lashon l'ploni ploni avadai.
He was speaking in code, so to speak. Everybody understood. He meant the
ketzav. Yeah. Omer le'Rafram le'Ravashi. I didn't understand what the fact he called him avadai is just a mode of identification. He's saying the guys who until this moment were avadai. I mean, he's got to mean that. Because we had before the whole discussion about if somebody writes kol nechasav la'avdos. According to the Tanna Kama, let's say first he's yotzel cheirus, and if he was meshayer anything, then Mashiach kark, except for one small piece of property, then he was not yotzel, because once there's a shiur, that shiur includes the heaven, so he's not good. Rabbi Shimon says, no, even a shiur doesn't change anything. He is a ben chorin unless you say, I am giving everything that I own to my eved, except for 1/1,000,000th, which may be the eved, because that's all he's worth to me, a piece of garbage.
If
then
you know, slapping the beast.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't this an intention?
No, because it doesn't say anything. The shtar doesn't say anything. Yeah. So it's a meaningless shtar. Now, why is it a meaningless shtar? Because you said except for 1/1,000,000th, right? But suppose you hadn't said 1/1,000,000th, would have been perfectly okay, even though he used the word to so-and-so my evet. Do you see that using the word my evet doesn't mean anything? Brilliant question. Hello, amar akikani, am I? Va evet kakari le, I mean, your brilliant answer over here is using that word. Ella, what does it mean in the Mishnah? Avdi Shayakvar, that Evan, that always had been mine up until this moment, right? Okay, so then how do you know it doesn't mean that over here too? So Hakanami Avadai Shayukvar. So there goes Ravashi's answer. Nice. Elegant. Okay, now I got another question. We've been talking about the chaluka of these Avodim in terms of their work, right? Is that an across-the-board chalukah that Beit Hillel made? Ovedet Rabo Yom Echad, Betatzmi Yom Echad, right? Before we made the takana that we forced the guy to give him a getshir. When I ask, is it across the board? There are other things that may be affected by this chalukah. For instance, Negacho Shor. Suppose a Shor goes ahead and attacks this Eved. If it's on the Yom Shel Rabo, and this Eved was damaged, then he pays the Rav the damages. If it was the Yom Shel Atzmo, then he pays Atzmo the damages. Now, at this point, the Gemara can only make sense of that, because, I mean, you must admit, it's very strange. Nezek is generally defined as the loss of the value due to the loss of the work he's going to be able to do. Right? So if the shor destroyed his arm. So what does that mean? Pay the reduction in value to the Rav because it happens to be that day, and tomorrow when he can't work, he's not going to be able to work on his day. So why would the Rav get the whole work? Weird. Unless maybe what we're saying is that the original takona, in terms of the moment is. So maybe the point is that what Beit Hillel is saying is he is completely an Eved on that day and takes on a different identity and completely a Ben Karen on the other day. Maybe that's what you're saying. But if that's what you're saying, then he should be able to alternate days who he marries. On day, Eved day, he can marry a Shivcha, and on Freedom day, he can marry a Bat Karen. He has two different identities and two different halachas. He goes back and forth to his different wife. But why? What's the problem then? Why did we say that's melodikanta? So lemiyata yom shel rabo yisa shivcha, yom shel atzro yisa bat chorin. No, come on, Israel Kamrina. We're not trying to define him as a different person, but we're saying that this tikkun of Momon is a complete tikkun, in the same way that the work that he's going to be doing is dependent on what day of the week it is. The Momonist that will be coming to him or to the other is dependent on what day of the week it is. Now, we'll see. Obviously, we haven't handled the fundamental conceptual problem of how you could pay Nezek to someone where the other person isn't getting his Nezek. That we're going to get to. So, Tashma, hey, meet Misha Chetzu Eved Chetzu Ben Chorin. Now, suppose the Shar kills him. Well, the part of him that's an Eved, that part is only Shloshim Shel Eved. Right? So if a Shar is maybe an Eved Kanani, he has to pay the owner Shloshim Shkalim, no matter what the actual value of the Eved is. Less, more, it makes no difference, right? If a Shar is Meimit, a Ben Chorin, so then Ib Kofer Yushat Alav, then there's a Chiev of Kofer, yeah? What's the halacha here? The halacha is he gives half of the knas, meaning 15 shekel, he gives to the Rav, and he gives half of the kofer, which is whatever he really was worth, of the part that was the tzad cherut, that he gives to the heirs of the Eved. Now, this shows that we do not split things according to the day. We split things according to the reality. So, Amai Hakinami Lema, why don't we say, if he was killed on Rabo Day, then he gets 30. If he was killed on Eved Day, then the Yorshim get Kofar. That's what we should say according to you. Lema Yom Shel Rabo L'Rabo, Yom Shel Atzmo L'Atzmo. Well, no, over here it's different. The Kokalia Karna. Over here, the whole thing is gone. There's nothing to split. We just killed the guy. So if we killed the guy, how can we say we'll give half to this and half to that, depending on the day? It's now the whole thing is gone. So now we have to split it according to the ownership. That's half and half.
I don't understand this svara.
If I have an arrangement whereby we're working half for me and half for you, then it goes according to the day. But if there's no longer anything left and we're both equal owners in what was just destroyed, obviously we're going to share the results. Understand? What's... I don't get it.
Why don't we just as well say he died on this type of identity day and it's momentous? Just like we split it before.
Oh, that's a problem. Well, how could we do it the other way? Not how could we do it? You're looking at it backwards. What? Yes, I know. So you should by now allow for it. The problem isn't why we should now compensate both owners for something that they lost, because now the day is not relevant at all. The question is, why didn't we compensate both owners for the loss of Nezek? Because whatever the Nezek is was lost. That's the question. Thank you. That's the Gemara's next question. So if you're going to tell me Kalya Karna is different, so then the same thing would be true by the Nezek then, right? So how do you have Nezek that's not Kalya Karna? I don't understand. You cut off his hand, let's say, right? So we're now going to estimate the difference in the value of an Eved with a hand or without a hand. That difference in value is Kalya Karna. That affects both owners. What does that have to do with whose day it was on? It's nothing to do with the day. It has to do with the loss. Is this clear? Yeah, okay. So then ask the Gemara, so can you show me a case where I could have Nezek that is not Kalya Karna? Where is Nezek not Kalya Karna? Well, I'll give you a very good example. Suppose the Shor falls on his hand and he gets tendonitis.
The Shor or the Eved?
You know, that's like the case with of the vet, you know. So after staying up the whole night, you know, saving this cow's uber and being able to present a fine, beautiful calf, you know, this is after 4 hours of backbreaking labor. So the guy tells Harriet, you know, how about a cup of tea? Oh, yeah, I'd really like that. Not for you, for the cow. So over here, the Eved develops tendonitis. Now, okay, fine, in 2 weeks he's going to have his hand back. So now the hand is not Kalyakarna. So now we're talking about, basically, since it's so phalaxar, we can't view it as Kalyakarna. So then we take a look at whose day is it that we worry about in terms of the mominess. Well, wait a minute. That's very nice. According to Abaye, where over there we have a question where there's chavalav and odom, right? So an odom has to pay chamisha dvarim. One of the chamisha dvarim is lost work, which is called shevet. The other one is called nezek. So Abaye says that in a case where you would do exactly that to a person, the halacha is noteno shevet gedola, the shevet kitana. The shevet gedola would be that the fact is right now a person with tendonitis fetches a lower price. That's the reality. You say, I mean, come on, he's going to be, you know, I could go buy myself a fully functional guy. Don't tell me, come on, he's going to be fine in 2 weeks. So the bottom line is there's a difference in price. It's a temporary difference in price. But there is a difference in price. That we call Shevet Gedola, because why is there a difference temporarily in price? I don't want to use it today. I don't want to buy somebody I have to wait 2 weeks to be able to use. But that's essentially a form of Shevet. So this is a Nezek that takes a very different form. So it's basically the Shevet for the tendonitis, and then there's the actual loss of work. That's something else. He's not going to be working by you. You pay both of those things separately, and therefore, according to Abaye, this works out, because a Shar, who does not pay Shevet at all, would still be able to be Chayav and Nezek. But according to Ravu, he says, that doesn't make any sense. If the lessening of value is because of the fact that the guy can't work now, doesn't that boil down to Shevet? So how do you take separately for the Nezek because of the supposed change in the market value, which is itself merely a function of his being unable to work now, and call that a separate thing? So it's all one thing. It's all Shevet. And therefore, Rava says, look, eino notino ela shifto shebechol yom v'yom. Okay. Try to translate that into our case, because our case was talking about a shor. Shor doesn't pay Shevet at all. So therefore, there's no way of understanding the case. Either you're talking about real Nezek, which a shor pays, but real Nezek, according to Rava, would have to be Kalyakarna by definition, whatever it is. He lost a pinky, he lost a hand, he lost a head, whatever. So that's definitely going to be a real Nezek, Kalyakarna, and should go, according to your logic, to both owners equally without consideration for whose day it happened to have occurred on. And if you're talking about where it was something that was not a Kalyakarna, then according to Rav Ashar, wouldn't pay it at all. Only a human would pay it. So how do you explain this, Shorin of Mishalim El Nezek? I can give you two things, okay? First of all, I can tell you, maybe we got it wrong. Maybe the case over here was talking about not that a shor, but that an Adam hit him. Iko Adam. So an Adam hit him, and we're talking about, even according to Rava, we're talking about Shevet, and all we're saying is on the day of the Rabbo, he pays the Rabbo. On the day of the Eved, he pays the Eved. Or, you know what? I don't care about this. Why are you asking me? Somebody said something. So somebody said something. Was this a Braita? Is it somebody I respect? I have no idea. It's a Maimra. I got to worry about this guy's Maimra. Maimra, you Maimra, the Rav Lusfield. Rav just says, look, you know what? Leave me alone. You can explain everybody's 2 cents. Bottom line is, this is my Svar. You have a proof against it, fine. Somebody doesn't like it, tough. Iboilo. Now, my other question is this. We've seen that there were cases where we were paskening that if someone has no balut over him, nonetheless, he needs to get shichrur. So we have the case of Mafkir Avdo, and we have the case of Magdish Avdo, And we have the case over here where an Odin has no rights to working him after the Takon of Tikkun HaOlam of Shammai and Hillel over here about Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin. But in all of these cases, we are Kofen as Rabo L'Shachros. You still have to give him a Get Shichur. But how about if he doesn't have a Get Shichur yet? He is Mu'ukav the Get Shichur. Now, is he still an Eved vis-a-vis the Dinim of Knas to have Shloshim Shekel Shel Eved? Because the bottom line is, legally, until he gets his Get Shichur, he is defined in all things except the right to be worked by this Odin. In all things, he's still considered to be this guy's Eved. The Haraya, this guy is going to be writing him a Get. So obviously, he's this guy's Eved. So what is the din of Shloshim Shel Eved? Is the din of Shloshim Shel Eved a function of working for someone or being someone's Eved? Yesh lo knas, ein lo knas. It says in the pasuk, Kesef Shloshim Shekalim Yitain Le Adonav. Adonav, Amrachmana, Adonav. I mean, you can't call this guy an Adon since he has can't give a guy any orders. So in what sense is he a master? A master that has no orders to give. Where is that? Oh, Dilma, give the Mechusar Get Shechur, or do we say that despite the fact that he can't give him any orders, nonetheless he's still considered to be an Adon vis-a-vis this halacha of Get Shechur? Oh, that's a simple one. Tashma, he meet Mishachetzu Eved, Vachetzu Ben Chorin, Noten Chatzi Knas Rabba, Vachatzi Kofer Yoshev. It's a beferish, we just said it, right? It says that if the Shor kills a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, what's the deal of a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin? He's a Mu'uk of Get Shichur. Because the Adain has no rights to work with him. And yet it says he gets Chatzi Knas. Right? Okay, so what do you see? Clearly, he's still considered to be an Adon for these purposes. I mean, assuming that this was written after the Tikkun HaOlam of Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. So, I'm assuming my love, K'mishna Achrona, and if it would be like the Mishnah Achrona, it proves that a Ma'ukav Get Shichror is basically considered to be an Evet for Shloshim Shekel. Okay, maybe not. I mean, how do we know? Maybe this Braita was going according to the Mishnah Rishonah. And he's not a Mu'uk of Get Shichur. He's a pure Eved. Okay, how about this? He pilechino. First, he's having a field day here. First, he knocks out the guy's teeth. Then he blinds him, you know. So he is Yotzei Bishino. He became a free man with the Shein. And then he's got to pay him for the iron. You know, tain de main, no, now if you're going to tell me, yesh lo knas, fe knas l'rabo, I mean, he didn't give him Get Shichur, he's in the middle of beating him up. It takes time to write that Get Shichur, you know. Just hold on a minute, let me finish beating him up. So nonetheless, you see, you have to pay for him. Now, if you're going to tell me that in the interim, if somebody else attacked him, he would have to pay me, why do I have to pay him? There's still a mulk of Get Shichur. So, Iyamet Yeshlo Knas Vekmas L'Rabo, Hashtachavli Be'achlina Yavilei L'Rabe. If somebody else beats him up, the other one gets that money. But now, that Chavo Be'Rabe Gufi has to pay him? That doesn't sound very fair to me. Says the Gemara, who is to say that he needs a Get Shichur? Dilma Gaman Dilma Einat Sarek. Because we know there's a Machlokas, the Tanya, B'Kulan Eved Yotzbe B'Sterut, all of the Esrim V'Arba Roshei Avarim, and Eved goes out to freedom. But he still needs a Get Shichur Mirabo, says Rabbi Shmuel. Was Rabbi Meir Omer? No, Einat Sarek. Now this was a Machlokas that we found many times. Rabbi Eliezer says, you do. Rabbi Zafir says, no, you don't. Rabbi Akiva says, you do. The Machri'in Lifnei HaChachamim Omrim, actually, it depends. It makes sense to say, like Rabbi Tarfon, that you don't need a Get Shichurun, but only where you knocked out a Shein V'ayin. But it makes sense to say, like, and what the reason for that is all the Torah Zichtolo, because there it's Beferish in the Torah. Shein V'ayin. It's mashma more like Rabbi Akiva that you need to get shichur with any of the other 22 evarim because that isn't beferish in the Torah. So the rabbi, it's all the knas chachomi. Knas chachomi. It's mikros, I understand. It's psukim, we're doing the psukim. Knas a kroika darshinan. How do you call that a knas chachomi? That's not a knas chachomi at all. That's a pretty awful way of saying something. No, but what we mean is that the idea is holu midrash chachomim. So Rabbi Natan explains that since people are not so aware of that drasha that compares Shein V'ayin to the dinim of a Evarim of the Negoyim. Over there, that's how we learn it out from, the Chavtal Drasha Evarim. So over there, they will accuse him of being an Evet. They will not accept the fact that he was Yotze, and the guy will say it wasn't real, it wasn't a good din, and so on. So because of that, we saw already we make takonis to give a get shechur, we'll refreshish the people will not trust us, so then we make him give a get shechur just for the formality. Not lo plug, for the formality. Shein v'ayin, nobody's going to fight about it. It isn't lo plug, it is plug. But these other Avorim people will say, I never heard of such a thing. Where is it saying that they're, you know, knocking off that they, you know, you're not, you have to free him? So you say, well, it's none of your business. Why? I am a freed slave. It's so. Iboilo. How about Legabe Truma? If he's owned by a Kohen and he's Ma'uk of Get Shichra, is he considered to be the Kohen's Eved or not? Ochel b'truma ochel, eino ochel. Now, I mean, it's true that the Torah says, Kohen ki yikda nefesh kinyan kaspo hu yochal bo. So it should be kinyan kaspo amrachmon. At this point, you don't have any momentous in him. So he's not a kinyan kaspo at this moment because you have no monetary rights to him. Or what we could say is, how did you get the ability to call him an Eved and that he requires a get shichra from you? Because he was Kinyan Kaspo. So maybe so long as he's Mechusar the get shichra, he is called Kinyan Kaspo. So Kiva de Mechusar get shichra, Kinyan Kaspo Karinabe. So can you prove one way or the other? Tashma, the Omer of Misharshia. Here's the fascinating case of the prince and the pauper. So a Kohenet gave birth at the same time that her servant gave birth. And there they were together in the birthing room. And would you believe it, they mixed up the babies. Oh my gosh. So what happens now? The Kohenet Shinitari Vladabi Vlachivchata Hare Elu Ochlim Betruma. So anyway, it's not a problem because whether the child is a real Kohen or whether he's the Eved of a Kohen, he eats Truma anyway, right? But of course, we will only allow them to take one chelik in the Goran because otherwise people won't understand what's going on. Now, when the two of them grow up, each one writes a get shichra to the other one, just in case. And that way they're both at least b'nei chorin. So now you see that they can continue to eat truma despite the fact that they're a mu'ukav get shichrot. Ah, boo. What kind of raya is that? Oh, kihasht. I mean, over here, the only reason we're doing this is because we don't know who's who. I mean, im yavoy Elio, v'yomar b'chad minayo v'de'evet. But Elio comes along and he tells us which one is which. So there's no problems. And he's Kenyan Kaspo, Karina Bay, 100%. But here we know he's not Kenyan Kaspo. Lav Kenyan Kaspo Kalal. All that he is a mu'ukav get shichrot. You're comparing that to this case? Man, oh man.
But over there, they would both not eat truma after they give each other a get shichrot?
That's right.
It's depressing.
Yeah. But they didn't get married.
It's more depressing.
It's more depressing.
We let them get married to the
couple. Of course not. Iboilu. How about an Eved that, you know what? I think we'll stop. It's pretty late. Membe, Omar Rabba. So then everybody's made it. Of course, Omalay Abaya, really? Kula lo pliga? What about the fact that there's two bright? And yet the other brighter says, that sounds same to me. So my love, I Rebbe Varabon, they're arguing even where you're getting rid of everything. No, says Rabbi, you never eat it. Could still be going al libra rabban. Hadi arma kulo, hadi arma chetzi chetzi. Mirikzani seifa ima mar chetzi chetzi lo kanu. Bichal the reisha di arma kulo. Maybe that's perusha kamefarish. Afatzman lo kanu when keitzar kigon di arma chetzi chetzi. By the way, of course that's got to be what it means. Lachanami mistavra because the isaka that the reisha di arma kulo. So now you're going to say, Ashtar Makulo Lokono, I need to tell you, Chetzi Chetzi is Lokono, obviously. Chetzi Chetzi, my boy? Well, it's not so persuasive, because it may be Tana Sefer Legiluye Reisha. That you shouldn't let anybody fool you into saying, Lotoma Reisha, Deomar Chetzi Chetzi. But had he said Kulo, he would have been Kona. Therefore, I want to add the Sefer, where he says Chetzi Chetzi, to show me that the Reisha is talking about Kulo, and nonetheless, a Filoachi Lokono. Or vibay tema, you know what? Who's to say there's a problem at all? Lokash. Kam b'shtar echad, so you're saying, well, you can't be megarish two women with one get, you can't free two avonim with one shtar. And kan b'shnei shtarot. B'shtar echad, then what does it have to talk about chetzi chetzi of four? At all? Afilo ana kula nami lokanu. No, achinami ka'amar. Afatzman lokanu. Now, insert the words. B'med var memur b'shtar echad. Of a b'shnei shtarot kono, as we saw in the previous braita. Nonetheless, now, to go back to what it says in the braita, v'im amar chetzi chetzi, even if it would have been b'shnei shtarot mangano kono, that's one way of reading it. Well, you know what? Maybe there's no problem at all. Maybe the shtarot are exactly the same. And we're talking over here about the mesira of the shtarot. So, v'tem lo kasha kan bevat achat, kan bezachar zeh. Well, even so, Bishem Abatra lo koning, I understand, because of koning lo kama. But why wouldn't the kama be koning nafshe and be koning chavre? Ela machvarta kirisha nina mi kora baruch ato adinu elinu melech alam shakom niya bedvorom. Rav Ashi Omar, it's very simple. Shani atav de kokori le avadai. So he clearly wants to hold on to them. Omer le Ravrom. Mervashi, maybe it's just identification. Avadai shau yukvar. After all, milo tnana kotev kone chasev laavdo yatzal achirut. Shiir karka koshu lo yatzal achirut. It was Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, liolam u ben chorin. At shumar kone chasein etunim eploni avdi chutz biyechem ni ribo shepem. And the only problem there is the fact that he threw in those words, nasty, nasty, chutz biyechad mi ribo shepem. But hello, amar achi, we would have been kone. According to you, why would he be kone? He said Avdi, Evet Kakarile, Ella. Obviously, when he said Avdi, he means my erstwhile Evet. Avdi Shayakvar. No, Kesar Kinami, Avadai Shayukvar. Nigokor Shor Yom Sharabo, Lorabo, Yom Shalatsmo, Latsmo. Really now? Elamiat Yom Sharabo, Yisashifra, Yom Shalatsmo, Yisabat Horin. Yisuelo Kamrina, Toshma. He meet Mishachatu, Abed Vachatu Ben Chori, and not in Chatzit Masarabo, the Chatzit Kofrili or Shav, am I? Okinami Lema Yom Sharabo, the Rabo, Yom Shalatzma Latzma. Shine Yacha, the Chachal Yakarna. I don't understand, but anything is Chal Yakarna if it's Nezek. Where would it be Echidam Elo Chal Yakarna? No, I'll give you a good example. Kogonjiko Yado, Tsamta Yado, Vitsofalachzor. Ah, but that only works out in Nichala, Bayad Yomerote, no Shevet, no Lava Shevet, Kitana. Fine. Then Shapra. But according to Rava, who says, well, you yourself are acknowledging that it's a form of Shevet, not real Nezek. So therefore, Hinu Noten Lo, Elo Shiftoshe Becho Yom Vayom. If we're talking about a shore, shores don't pay Shevet. Roshayim Ashalim Elo Nezek. Well, maybe it's talking about not a shore. Ibaitemek Ishiko Adam. Ibaitema. I don't care. It's a memra. Umemra lo rava lo svira lehi. Iboilu. How about a ma'ukav get shichor? Yesh lo klas or ain lo klas? Kesef shloshim shkalim yitin la adonav. This is not an adon. Odeum akivin the mechusa get shichor. That per se makes him an adon karina be. Tashma? He meet me shechet yoved v'chet yoben chorin notin chatzi knas rabo v'chatzi kofel yorshav. Assuming this is going like the Mishnah Achreina, he's a mook of get shechor, and nonetheless he pays. Okay, but maybe it's not. Maybe it's commission Rishon. Toshma, he peeled first at Shino. And he keeps getting to work on him. So first he's Yotze L'cheres B'Shina, and now he's going to have to pay him for the main note. Problem is, he didn't write him a get shichur. And he amrit yeshlo knas v'knas rabo. It doesn't make sense, because hashta, if kavli be'achrine yovi le'rabi, does it make sense to say the chavo be'rabi gufe yovi le'lidei? Yeah, well, maybe it's going according to Mandy Amro holds that a case of Shane Vayan doesn't require a get shichur. The Tanya, b'kulan eved yotzvim l'cherut v'tzorach get shichur mirabo, if Rabbi Shmo, Rabbi Meir Omer, Eino Tzarich, Rabbi Leazar Omer Tzarich, Rabbi Tarfon Eino Tzarich, Rabbi Akiva Omer Tzarich, HaMachrim Avdei Chacham Yom Omerim, Nirin Divrei Rabbi Tarfon that Eino Tzarich, B'Shem V'Ay, Ova Torah Zichtalo, but Nirin Divrei Rabbi Akiva B'Sharei Varim Ova K'nas Chacham Mimu. What do you mean K'nas? I'm a K'nas? A Kroy Kadar Shinam. I don't mean K'nas. I mean, Emahol U'Midrash Chacham Mimu. Iboilu. Do we say Kinyan Kaspo, who Yochal Bo Am Rachmona, and this is not Kinyan Kaspo because of the fact that he's already unable to be Mishtabed with him? That per se came through an initial Kinyan Kaspo and therefore retains the Kinyan Kaspo vis a vis that din. Toshmad Yom Mesharshia. What does this have to do with anything? He would be a real Kenyan Kaspar at this point. But the fact that we have to give a get shichur mitzad ha-sofek doesn't mean he's not a Kenyan Kaspar. But he's really Lav Kenyan Kaspar who klal.